Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Kostaki Economopoulos is in San Diego. That's coming up right after this.
You know us. We're Amish Bill. No poles, no wires, no phones, no nonsense, no shiny objects. Amish Bell. And now, new from Amish Bell, the Amish answering machine.
Hello, Graber. Are you there?
Hello, this is Graber. I cannot come to the door right now. I'm picking out my wardrobe for tomorrow. Please leave a message when I yell the word beep. Beep!
Graber, this is Carl. Listen, I have front row seats to a barn raising. Please get back to me. Goodbye.
The Amish Bell answering machine. Batteries, tape, electricity not included.
Graber, listen, I know you're in there. Pick up.
I said beep.
All right. Get back to me. Goodbye.
Amish Bell, leading you into the 19th century.
I said beep.
I said beep.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
He's bluer than blue today. It's Pat Godwin.
Bluer than blue.
Two big home runs today out of that room. Got another one coming up. Pat looking great in that dark blue today.
Oh, I feel good.
And then let's see who else. Oh, there's Josh Arnold.
Yes.
Now, Kostaki, do you own a tuxedo?
No.
Okay, well, I'm having an orange one made for Josh because he's at the orangeinsoles.com sidekick.
Doesn't that sound wonderful, Kostaki?
That sounds like a Chris Bowers outfit to me.
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
Exactly. Now,
actually, it's going to be, I think it's going to be tails rather than a tux.
Absolutely.
Technically.
Yep.
And it'll be handy, of course, to help promote the great folks at Orange Insoles.
Yeah.
Are we going to leave it at the studio? Or is it
it'll stay here.
It's a one-day thing.
And
I'll put it on.
And then if he has a friend that's a big Syracuse fan, he can wear it to the funeral.
Wait a minute. Are there pants,
or a wedding,
too?
Yeah, there are pants. Yeah, there are many.
You got to wear pants,
there's
too?
There's some accoutrement.
What kind of shoes? Yeah, but he can't wear black shoes with that. You got to get orange shoes for it. If we're doing this, we're going to do it.
Does someone make orange shoes?
We'll have to find out.
I bet they do.
You got to just wear the jacket. Don't wear the whole. You can't.
Well,
see
some days I'll just wear the jacket. Yeah. Other days I'll wear the whole thing.
Now, Kostaki, are you a shoe guy like Chick?
No. Okay. No one's a shoe guy like Chick.
Chick, how many pair of shoes do you have?
Shoe guy.
Into the hundreds.
Okay. Yes. Now, so yesterday.
I've gone into
Kostaki,
the hundreds.
I have two pairs of shoes that I wear. That's it. And the one pair Chick gave me. I just don't think about it. So yesterday, Chick's wearing these really cool shoes. And I said, what kind are those? And all of a sudden he gets all proprietary, like, I can't tell you.
Well, I want to be able to get a hold of them. And if you start trying to get a hold of them, then maybe I won't get a hold of them.
Are those 12s?
Yeah, they're 12.
Okay. What size do you wear, Kostaki?
11, 10 and a half.
Ooh. Okay.
Wide, yeah. Wide, very wide, though.
A lot of girth.
That's a very feminine size. Well,
these things, they're got to be shipped in from Spain.
That's right. They're Spain shoes.
They're called like Satanesque or something.
Satoricens.
I wrote it down. Don't say it in the air. And
Jesus, what did I do?
Mm.
Oh, man.
So anyway.
I've never been to Spain.
But I kind of like the music.
I kind of hate that song.
Oh, really?
How do you hate that song?
He's unrealistic, Christy. He's unrealistic.
What's joy?
No one would ever say that.
A great song.
No joy. So, Kostaki, what are you doing in San Diego?
Help me, Pat.
Spring break
for the older kids. Guys, we're talking to Kostaki.
Sorry. I'm enjoying it. If you had an orange suit, you could eat Cheetos and wipe them wherever you want.
You're exactly right, Kostaki.
There's a reason I brought this up. Not just killing time here. Willie has a great idea for a summer tour. It would involve you and Willie And I'm not sure who else.
Kostaki, I am so sorry about this.
And it's called, it's the corn stalky Economopolis.
Oh, it was such a throwaway thing that I said.
Like a Midwest run. Yeah.
Yeah. So you
started off so strong.
We'll get you a nice green suit.
So he looks like a stalk of corn?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, you'll be knee high by 4th of July, the whole thing.
A green suit with a big yellow hat.
Isn't this a Greg Warren thing?
See, I'm kind of thinking we get Greg Warren in on this.
Since he has a whole
Well, do we want good jokes or not? Because if we want good, Kostaki's the man.
Okay, that's very mean.
We want somebody to bore the audience to death.
What about, Godwin and Josh? They need to be on this.
Yeah, we
need to be on this tour.
Get on that.
It's a comic show love. They Greg. Trash each other.
That's a that's a whole day. That's a festival.
Three comedians is the legal maximum in my mind.
See, this
that,
is
that the... didn't the way it used to be.
No,
it
used to be
about
10
of us. It used to be
one of,
7.
One of the issues.
Used to lose a lot of money.
Well, and
some people would do more than their time.
I did to have you do 7.
Because you had Greg Warren on the bill.
I can tell you.
Doing 40 minutes, he's supposed to do 10.
Kostaki, you have ventured forth in the world of...
I want my money back after a Greg Warren show?
Greg is one of my favorite comedians. You, Kostaki, have a new feature.
We're talking to Kostaki, not Greg Warren.
I'm trying.
Blah, blah, blah.
Trashing other comedians.
Kostaki, tell me about this particular feature that you have involving pro sports. It's not on any of the sheets.
It's called All Pro Lines. It's basically football
that's why
jokes.
You talk
and football
to Kostaki,
memes.
Okay? Great Will name, you stop? Great name.
It's where pro football and pro comedians collide.
All
right,
there you go.
Yeah.
Willie contributes once in a while. Josh Arnold contributes once in a while. And I got two or three guys that contribute all the time. Here's a quick joke from my friend Eric Schaus, professional comic, great writer. Josh Gordon said he hopes to return to the NFL because, quote, there's no quitting me. And his weed guy said, true dat. Right. That's what we do over at All Pro Lines.
So that's a combination then of Brokeback Mountain and a pot joke.
What?
Oh, yeah, don't quit me is a line for Brokeback Mountain.
Why can't
you don't pick up on that?
Well, but I don't...
I don't think that was the intention on this line.
No, it wasn't. It was not.
I was not the author. I shouldn't.
Kostaki.
It's like any great art, Tom. You interpret it however you like.
It's in Tom's mind, therefore it is.
Okay.
That's what that is.
There it is. See?
Don't quit me, Jack. Is that what they call me? Whatever.
Well, can I quit you?
You know, that accent that Heath Ledger chose.
Boy, that's a good movie.
Now, once again, this was submitted to All Pro Lines. Do you have any other submissions of interest?
I have this one that I submitted. I enjoyed this one. It's very simple and short. Brett Favre says a painkiller addiction almost killed him, but painlessly, right? Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, he would have.
That's okay. More of an observation, right? I mean, you could respond by going, by definition.
That's why we have other people submit jokes.
No, I wasn't going
to. Now, in the last few weeks, you have traveled from Atlanta, Georgia, to somewhere in Florida, to New Orleans. Right. To Los Angeles and now San Diego.
Right.
Correct?
Through Texas. We got a flat tire, got stuck in a ditch. We've had a lot of grand adventures.
Oh, boy.
It's been fun. People in, by the way, thank you to the people of Winnie, Texas. We literally, it's a long story, but we literally ended up with a flat tire and stuck in a ditch on the side of the highway. And within minutes, a pickup truck came to pull us out of the ditch. Pickup truck got stuck in the ditch and another pickup truck stopped to pull him out of the ditch, and then he pulled us out of the ditch.
Wow.
People are awesome. People are so great.
Thank
you, Winnie, Texas.
That's great.
How do you spell it?
Winnie, W-I-N-N-I-E.
Okay.
Kind of near Houston.
Winnie.
Yeah.
Name of one of my dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is there anything you can't bring right around to you? It's all about you, isn't it?
Well,
it's a sickness.
That was the first time that someone's ever said the word Houston on this show without him playing the Houston.
That's true. Go.
Here it comes.
Because I have standards.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
No, you just didn't have it ready.
You forgot the knob.
I have the, S. Dean, I have the dedicated Houston knob.
Do you?
Yes, I have that and the Hello Dare knob, I have not hit in a week.
You're the Hello Dare.
Now I have this dedicated knob over here now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is sexy.
Oh, and that is sexy.
Oh, yeah.
But I kinda like the music.
Yeah. Bum, bum,
bum. Oh, sweet.
I used to
stalk
in.
sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you play a short clip like that, do you have to write a check to somebody?
This is costing us $50,000. Yeah,
but man, it's
so enjoy it. Shut up. Turn that off, please. Oh, play it all, baby.
60,000.
Seven minutes long.
Well, I never been to England.
Oh, yeah, those are familiar with the song.
I've never been to Whitney. I haven't picked up truck rental business in Whitney.
The nice people of Whitney, Texas deserve a hat off.
It's a scam at Whitney, Texas.
It was not a serial killer.
They have this ditch that sucks people off the road.
That pulled over and helped my family.
The one guy, we thanked him by giving him three stale beignets from New Orleans, and he was thrilled. That's how you thank people.
What's a beignet?
A beignet.
You ever been to New Orleans?
A French pastry donut.
Oh, I thought it was powdered French toilet.
It's the discount
bin.
That's
a bidet. Yeah,
it's very different.
Those are not so tasty.
It's the discount bin at Target in Paris.
You can wash down a beignet with a bidet.
Are we doing the Rondo thing? Is that where we're going with this?
Not today.
Okay. Why don't you have a bidet? You look like a bidet
guy.
Yeah,
you need a bidet. Yeah, you do.
You can wash your ass five or six times a day. I could see that.
Like a shower. It's quite handy, really.
It's right there next to
the toilet. Damn you. You got me showering after a transaction.
Yeah, you guys are diseased.
Well, Josh, you're all shaved.
Gustaki,
down there,
a thorough process as far as voiding goes of the human body. Do you hit the shower afterward, or do you just use the filthy toilet paper like a caveman?
Maybe an extra wipe.
So wait a minute. You don't wipe and then get in the shower?
I do both.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Full coverage.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Could we get back to the NFL?
Time.
Do you have any more NFL jokes, Kostaki?
I don't, but I want to talk about this. My wife now has a cheat day. Are you guys familiar with this?
What's his name?
One of your neighbors?
Right? I was thrilled to hear it.
Oh, tell me, is it an NFL player? Can we guess?
Hey, if you went out of that ditch, you're
lucky it's your cheat day.
She's got a pretty mouth.
My name is Clem.
Like to make her.
Is she always on a diet? What's the deal?
Welcome to Winnie,
so
Texas.
She's got a diet, so she's got a cheat day. It's a system that works well. You guys know this, right? It keeps you focused on being good because you got the outlet. You're right. You eat well for 6 days because you know Saturday you're going to drink 9 beers and eat a bacon cheeseburger, whatever. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Why are cheat days just for food? You know,
like okay.
Marriage could use a day off, right? I love you too, honey, but it's Saturday. It's my day off. I'm gonna play poker with my boys and no financial meetings. You could take your honey-do list and put it where the sun don't shine. It's my cheat day.
Gustaki, please tell me you're joking about the term financial meetings because I
financial meetings.
I got a pit. Well, I'll tell you how that ends. Before long, the end days are a whiteboard, and they start with, please take a seat.
You really only need one number, Kostaki.
I'm not kidding.
I witnessed.
You just need one number.
You saw it.
I did see it. It was so bad.
Just write this down, Kostaki. 0.5.
Okay.
Five.
What's that?
Half. Nicely done, Pat.
We're
a team.
But it turns out it's worth it.
Yeah. How many divorces do we have amongst us as a group?
Oh, we don't want to
today?
The numbers.
I'll start. I got
you,
two.
Greek bastard.
Three. Six, Tom's got eight, one.
There are nine. Nine in this room.
Nine.
More divorces than people.
That shouldn't be like...
Hey, but you can't say we don't try.
And you can't say it wasn't worth it.
Well, Christy, after watching you guys, I'm not going to try.
Yeah. That's what my kids say too, Willie.
Come on. You'll have Sam up there as your best
now,
man.
Now, I realize that was not accurate, Kostaki. The 0.5 number. Then there's the VIG, which you have to pay.
Oh, there. Yeah, of course there's a VIG. That's right. A lot of extra. Pay a cut to the man.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Why are cheat days just for food? Lots of things. A parenting could use a day off. Oh, you found a stick? I don't care today. It's Saturday. I know it's hard for you to understand, but I only can care about a stick Sunday to Friday.
That's a great idea.
Right? Why are cheat days just for food? Work could use a day off. Work sucks so much, you get 2 days off for that, right? We accept these break periods, right? Pretty much every walk of life. We get holidays and spring break and you get something to look forward to, a fishing trip. Nobody cares about fishing. It's just a thing that you do that your wife won't come to, right?
Wait a minute.
This is how stand-up saved my life. Every 2 weeks, I get 3 or 4 days to go on some comedy adventure out in the world. There's no wife. There's no kid. I'm sleeping diagonally across a king-size bed at a Holiday Inn Express in some tiny town, right? Extended family could use a day off, right? Some people hate their family so much they extend cheat days to every day that's not Thanksgiving and Christmas. Right? The pandemic could use a day off. I want to drink at a bar so badly. I actually miss the airport at this point.
Yeah, I think it was a Pat that said, I even miss the friends that I hate.
Yeah,
I
mean,
that's a great line.
Yeah,
that's a great line.
Now, you're right, though, because I mean, that's been incorporated into business with a casual Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's
right.
all about.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very interesting when a lot of offices open up again, because it's been a year of casual Fridays. I wonder if nice clothes, if that'll suddenly, you think so, Christy, people are going to start going out and buying nice clothes that'll fit them since we've all put on 20 pounds in the
Either
last year?
Either that or they're not going to go back to that and they're going to stay with the casual look. I mean, you know, companies like Brooks Brothers are really suffering because of that.
Hmm. Yeah, but that's right.
Whenever I see somebody dressed up at work, who are you kidding? I know you're selling me a car. You don't need to be wearing a suit. Just because you're wearing a tie doesn't mean you're not screwing me out of $2,000 at my trade-in.
That's right.
You're really that paranoid.
I think that
just wear regular clothes.
Really?
No.
Really?
I want the guy to be, you know, I tend to...
No. Hey, Josh, remember we went to that Brooks Brothers offshoot? That guy wouldn't stop talking. Remember that? I do.
The babbling Brooks Brothers?
The babbling Brooks Brothers, yeah. He just wouldn't.
I didn't see it come.
Wow, I didn't either. I wish I hadn't seen it.
Now, this is how you know I'm a good friend. I let him drag me into that.
Yes,
I didn't
he sure did. And there was an instant of recognition on his face. He said, that said, no, we're not going, okay, what the hell?
Now, let me try this one. Let's see if I can get out of this.
Yeah.
If I can get out of this. Your friend and his joke. Do you want to tell the joke again that your friend sent you?
He's told like 50.
The first one.
Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon said he hopes to return to the NFL because, quote, there's no quitting me. His weed guy said, true dat.
Right. And I'm saying that was a reference to Brokeback Mountain.
But it wasn't. It was a reference to the quote the guy had.
Well, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that was not the original title of Brokeback Mountain?
What was it called?
Flaming Saddles?
No, it wasn't. No, I don't think it was called that.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think director Ang Lee.
No.
That was when Mel Brooks was going to do it.
Right.
You know, when the world had a sense of humor.
I don't think McMurtry called it that.
Okay.
I don't think that was.
Oh, my God. We're all going to be like off.
I'm going to be unemployed.
I'm going to have a question for Josh. Josh, I want to argue with you about your not wanting your car sales guy to have a coat and tie.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just say some of the things you do in the background come out and you end up in court. And
sure. The women in my pit are found.
Yes. Don't you want your lawyer to get up there in a matching sweatsuit with a big gold chain, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? By the way, it's Casual Friday.
I think the car guys, the men and women who sell cars, they're wearing golf shirts now. I think
they're getting more casual. Yeah. I will admit that.
Nice slacks, but
and the whole thing about dressing in court, we've talked about this. It's a very offensive topic. I'm not going to bring it up again, but. talk to lawyers of various stripes about what they wear in courtroom. It's very interesting.
There's a science to it, sure.
There certainly is. So now, what do you wear on stage, Kostaki?
Well, I don't remember.
Good answer. Good answer.
It's been a while.
It's been so long. Jodhpurs in a tank top.
Jodhpurs? Yeah, yeah.
What even is that? What are Jodhpurs?
Riding pants, you know.
He had horse. The word Jodhpurs at the ready.
You don't know that word?
Riding. No.
Yeah, they're kind of baggy in the top, right?
Is that what...
Like a gaucho?
Like, yeah,
those ridiculous looking pants? Okay, never mind.
We've got to shift your reference level.
Sorry. I'll,
you think?
I'll dumb it down.
Katharine Hepburn would wear those kind of things.
Sure.
Which,
yeah. Sure.
But she's always been shaky about stuff.
Okay. I didn't care. Go out with a disease reference. Funny. Okay. Well, Kostaki, it's been great talking to you.
Yeah.
At you. What's your next stop? What are you going to do next?
We're looking around LA looking for an apartment. We spent a couple days doing that. It's, you know, when these
no
big cities...
Greeks.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you in a hotel?
No, we're at Airbnb in San Diego.
Okay, great.
So we're going to go looking around. LA's weird, you know, like you look it up online, you're like, oh, it's X for Y square feet. And then you're like, this is going to be awesome. And then you go there, you go, we can't live here. This is terrifying.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.